اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I'm really glad to tell you that some of the students of Sevier International School are again with us here, and I really welcome you all. Brother Ali Nasir, salam alaikum. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, great. And Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
That's great. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. So today, inshallah, we'll be working on Ayah 120 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Which is going to give us a very important message, inshallah. So, brothers and sisters, I really recommend you, please have your Quran with you and turn to Ayah 120 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session. So, before we start, Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider, brothers and sisters, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير.
MashaAllah, great. I really want you to listen and repeat as well with us, okay? With a nice recitation that inshallah we're going to have. So Fawad and Ali Nasir are going to inshallah practice and repeat after me. Make sure brothers and sisters you as well practice, okay?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم
ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم
أحسنت
قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى
قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى
ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله
ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله
ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير
ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير
أحسنتم. In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty told the Prophet that you are the bearer of good news, and we have sent you with truth, actually. Yes, you're the bearer of the good news and also a warner. Yes, so وَلَا تُسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ. You won't be questioned about the inhabitants of the hellfire. But here in this ayah, Allah Almighty again, okay, tells the Prophet that, Prophet, وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودِ. Yahud, the Jews, okay, and the Christians won't be pleased, okay? Won't be pleased with you. Understood?
Yeah.
Nor the Christians and the Jews will not be pleased with you unless you follow their words, their religion, okay? قُلْ, O Prophet, say, إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى. Indeed, it is the guidance of Allah which is the true guidance. Okay? If Allah has sent Islam as the final revelation, as the final religion, and it is the only religion which is acceptable, okay, before Allah Almighty. So this is the truth. Not the Christians, not the Jews, okay? Not the Judaism, not the Christianity. وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. We have given you the knowledge, O Prophet, okay? To distinguish between the bad religion and the good religion, the true religion and the false religion, okay? وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And if you follow their desires, their wishes, that they want you to follow their religion, to stop. Come on, Prophet. Stop spreading Islam, okay? We have religion. Come on, accept our religion. So, O Prophet, if you even look, the Christians, the Jews, also the pagans of Mecca, the Mushrikeen, okay? They were giving a lot of money to the Prophet, okay? O Prophet, come on. Accept this money. We'll give you pride. We'll give you position, okay, among us. We'll accept you as leader, but stop spreading Islam. Because Islam was limiting them from some bad things, okay? So, but Prophet did not accept them. So Allah Almighty says that, make sure, okay? Until you accept their desires, they will try. So you don't have to, okay? وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاهُمْ. And if you follow their desires after the knowledge that has come to you, that you know which one is the truth, إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى, okay? You will not have against Allah and any guardian nor any helper. If you accept, so Allah Almighty won't be your helper, won't be your guardian, okay? Because you are going to the false path. Guys, it is upon us as well, okay? The message is for us as well. Make sure, inshallah, Islam is the true religion, okay? Stay strong in your beliefs, okay? And do not, for example, God forbid, if there is also any doubt about Islam in you, okay? Please try to make sure, okay, that you find answer, okay? Make sure you, inshallah, strengthen your belief, okay? That's it, the message. But the explanation of this ayah is so much, because it's so much important, okay? Inshallah, I really recommend you refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for more information. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. Here the main topic that we have is the tajweed rules. Let's go on. We had a short explanation, and now the tajweed rules. وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ. Now here لَنْ نُنْ سَاكِن we have. Basically with نُنْ سَاكِن and تَنْوِين in recitation of the Quran Karim, we have a lot of things to do. Yes?
Yes.
So four important rules are there with تَنْوِين and نُنْ سَاكِن. So four different rules. Tell us.
Idgham,
Idhar,
Ikhfa,
and
Iqlab.
These four important rules are there, okay, that in Tajweed you will learn. They are the most important rules, okay, in Tajweed. They are also a little bit difficult for some new students, but they are going to be easy if they try their best, inshallah. So, Len, Nun Sakin plus Ta. Ta is from the rest of the letters. Four groups of letters were there, okay? A group of letter for the Idhar rule, a group of letters for the idgham and for iqlab, and also for the ikhfa we had. So ta ikhfa is from the rest of the letters from the group of ikhfa, okay? The letters that ikhfa is applied. So how do you apply ikhfa? Means
Hiding.
Hiding. You gotta hide the sound of noon. Lan, look, lan, noon is pronounced here. But you have to hide it because Ta is there. How do you hide it, Ali Nasir? Do not hide it in your pocket. Just hide the sound, we mean, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Walan. Walan. Hide it. Hide the sound. Walan tarudha. Heavy sound, yes? Tarudha. Ang. Again, nun sakin plus kaf. Kaf is again from the group of Ta, okay? They are from Ikhfa. Uncle, right? But here, uncle, the word uncle in English that we have.
Yes.
But here, an, nun sakin. But there was a special rule as well with kaf that you have to pronounce, you have to apply the rule ikhfa with this kaf in a way that the listener has to be kind of ready. Understand, yeah, that the next letter is
kaf.
وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ بَنْكَ عنك اليهود ولن نصارى ولن نون مشدد yes نسل سام ولن نصارى look لا ولا النصارى الف مد we have here yes
yes
do you remember the rule if we have الف مد واو مد يا مد plus همزة الوصل
we skip it
we skip همزة الوصل we skip
The mad
as well. It will be changed to short vowel sound. Walan. Not walan. No. Walan. Fast and furious. Walan nasara. Hatta tattabi'a millatahum. Right? Here, we have a stopping sign. Qala. So, what does it say? What does it indicate? For what? It's better to?
Stop.
Better to stop. Qala, you remember that word I told you?
Qata.
Waqf.
Waqf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For salah, remember the word? Wasl.
Wasl.
Wasl is better here. Qata. Waqf is better, not qata. I was about to say qatl is better. Okay. Waqf is better, okay? Stopping is better. But you can continue reading, okay? No problem. You can join. Qul inna. Again, idgham. Inna. Nasal sound. إن هدى الله هو الهدى هدى الله The lam and the word Allah has to be heavily pronounced. Why? Because فوات there is
the previous letter has
a فتحة sound فتحة or ضمة sound the lam and the word Allah or Allahumma will be pronounced heavily. If there is a كسرة sound
lightly pronounced.
So, وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْ Again, هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى Again, we have قَالَ, right? Stopping is better. So, وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ إِنِ وَلَئِن Actually, it's in. Next letter, نُون الساكين. Next letter is همزة الوصل. There was one rule. التقاء ساكنين we have. همزة الوصل is ساكن as well. نُون الساكين as well. In التقاء الساكنين, when two ساكن letters meeting together, the first letter will be assigned with a kasra. Then Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped here. Hamzatul Wasl, of course, will be skipped here. Next letter, ta, the first ta is sakin. So two sakin letters, noon sakin plus ta sakin. So the first letter will be assigned with kasra. Wala in ittaba'ta, no. Wala I nittaba'ta. Noon sakin will have a kasra. Wala in ittaba'ta. Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped here, yes? وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ Right? أَهْوَاءَهُمْ حَرْفُ الْمَدْ plus واو حَمْزَة Well, they're in the same words, okay? The mad is wajib. أَهْوَاءَهُمْ here is one rule. هُمْ مِمْ سَاكِن plus ba. Ba is from?
The iqlab.
But it's not noon sakin that we have to apply the rule iqlab.
It is.
It's meme sakin.
Yeah.
Noon sakin plus ba, yeah, iqlab.
It is ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Meme sakin plus ba, ikhfa. Ahwa, ahum, ahum. Hide the meme sound. Ahum ba'da alladhi ja'anka. Again, mad wajib. Ja'anka min al-ilm. You have la there, right? La. On the top of ilm.
Yeah.
La. That's also a sign of stopping. It says Actually, it's not a sign of stopping here. It says that you don't have to stop here, right? The sign of not stopping here. So you gotta continue reading. If you stop here, the meaning changes. So, or the meaning will not be that the complete meaning that which is meant by this. So min al ilmi ma laka. So here la, you cannot stop here, but you can start from the word after la. Okay, but you cannot stop here. So if you want to stop here, you can't. You have to stop either at the previous word or the word after this, like we did here. Okay, ما لك من الله من ولي من نون ساكن plus واو
إدغام
merged sounds ميو ولي again ميو ولي ولا نصير فوات read this ميو ولي ولا نصير apply the rule إدغام our brothers and sisters want to listen to you. Make sure the ghunna is more okay because this is idgham with ghunna. Right? That's it. So, all the important rules of tajweed, practically, alhamdulillah, we learned and we practiced. Make sure, brothers and sisters, listen to us time and again if you had any questions about the tajweed rules here in this ayah. It was a long ayah. And also for the explanations, please refer to the interpretations of the Quran Kareem. And inshallah, you'll learn more. So, thank you so much. Stay with us, inshallah, in the coming sessions. That's all from us in this session. Next sessions, inshallah, we'll be here with you. And we really recommend you stay with us. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevio International Schools Network. Brother Ali Nasir, Fahad Haider, no questions?
No.
So, see you, inshallah, in the coming sessions, okay? والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل الفرج
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن